Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, Luke here. Because I'm the last person in the office this afternoon on a Friday, I've been asked to record a quick message to let you know we've got a bonus episode here for you today. And this is it, coming straight after this message. It comes from our usual Ramble On feed, which is exclusive to Patreon subscribers, but we're going to give you a little flavour of it here and now. Marcus, Pete and I dreamt up our own footballing room 101 for this episode, which essentially means we spent 25 minutes listing all the things in football that we hate and would get rid of given the chance. We also spent quite a lot of time taking the piss out of Marcus as well, which was lots of fun, and he took it with his usual trademark spirit. If you want more exclusive episodes, then make sure you sign up to our Patreon for as little as $5 a month. You can get exclusive access to our live streams, ad-free rambles, and two weekly shows just like this one with a rotating set of hosts, only available on the Patreon. Sign up now at patreon.com/footballramble, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you also have a lovely weekend. Lots of love, peace and love. See you soon.
Don't like that joke, do you?
I heard Frank Skinner's joke on Absolute Radio yesterday. It was one of the worst jokes I've ever heard. It was so bad, and they cropped it out for a fucking jingle.
Go on.
He said, I was stuck behind a FedEx van, and I was really hoping it was just Roger Federer's ex driving it.
Yeah.
I like that.
You don't know.
You do like that. That's the thing.
No,
that's
he doesn't like that.
Hang on. What, you're saying I don't like it.
No, you don't.
And he's saying I do like it.
And
yeah.
I'm right.
Why do you think that?
I don't think you do like it.
Why is that?
Because I think you're saying that just to tease me.
All right, Peter, why do you think I like that?
I just think it's right up your street, right up your strata, so to speak.
Why is that?
You like those kind of things.
Ask me why I think that you like it.
Go on then.
Because you've got a dreadful sense of humour.
Yeah.
When I hear that, my bum clenches a little bit, which is when you do your Sven stuff, Sven puns.
Do you respect Arsenal Fan TV or me more?
Never went on it quite recently, didn't you?
Answer the question.
I'll answer if you want.
Go on.
I've worked with you for getting on 15 years.
Yeah.
I've sat by your side on over 1,500 podcast episodes and several live shows.
Yes.
We've co-authored a book together. We've done loads of things.
A lot of stuff.
I respect Arsenal Fan TV more.
Yeah, that's
fine. Because I've got to know you.
Yeah. But I know you're joking. Peter won't answer the question.
No.
Okay.
I'm pleading the fifth.
We're not in the US. Let us begin.
Let us begin.
Hello, everybody. Sure. Welcome to Ramble On. Lucky you didn't hear that.
Are we not in the US?
No, not at the moment.
No.
No. That was before.
I said that bit, so we have to include the earlier bit.
Why did I give my doctor $100 to see me?
What did?
I tip all of my doctors.
Yeah, it's
the things they've seen. Oh,
you think people are looking at the Ramble On as Patreon subscribers and they're obviously paying and they go, it's Marcus, Luke and Pete?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going, oh, good? Or do you think they're going, oh, fucking hell?
Don't know.
Out of 10, what do you reckon they would give this three?
Oh, 9¾.
I'll take that.
Because they're all Harry Potter fans.
I'll take that all day long.
Yeah, I've never seen Harry Potter.
I have.
Have you?
I've read all the books.
Loser.
I enjoyed the books. I don't think the films are that good.
Right, okay.
Have you read the Game of Thrones books?
Yes.
And watched... Jesus. Yeah. Never, I just never... don't know how you find the time limit.
I know,
it's incredible.
I know that you guys...
He's like Thatcher.
Quick reader.
He's like Thatcher because he doesn't need much sleep.
Mm. And, that's not true.
And
he took the muck away from kids.
That is true.
Minds.
That is true. I know you guys like to tease me about my reading of books.
Oh, it's not. It's no,
it's not teasing. No, I agree with Pete. I'm genuinely
it's
impressed.
Grimless saw.
You did a whole fucking worldwide ad campaign saying that my favourite book was Digital Fortress by Dan Brown.
It is.
To take the piss out of
it's
me.
It's funny,
right? I am the Pat Nevin of the Ramble.
Does that still
right?
hurt?
Yeah. Right, clip that. Right, that's the title.
As in, I'm getting a bit old and I'm not as good anymore. I enjoyed all the Game of Thrones books. I thought they were excellent.
Were they better than the films?
I prefer the Dragonlance Chronicles.
Were they better, than the, were they better than the television show? It is a television show.
Yeah, I'll say so, yeah. Okay. You know, we said, you know, I said to you, what's the plan for this episode? And you said it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Is it fine?
Not at the moment.
Are you going to rescue it back?
But much like Mikel Arteta, I've got a plan to make it fine.
Good stuff. Yeah, okay, is it going to involve spending 130 million quid?
Well, hopefully not. But Pete Donaldson's here so he can foot the bill.
We'll play some kids.
We're going to talk about... Imagine I am Nick Hancock or Frank Skinner.
Okay. You are very much, I mean, arguably, Marcus is our generation's Nick Hancock.
I would say so, yeah, definitely.
I love the fact
annoying.
That you, I love the fact that you present that. That's not a good thing.
My friend once saw Nick Hancock in the street.
I think Hancock's all right.
Yeah, no, fine. I have no real opinion on him. But my friend saw him in the street once and couldn't remember his name. Well, he just started shouting, they think it's all over. They think it's all over. Yeah. They think it's all over. And I don't think he was very enjoyable.
And he turned around and went, it is now, and decked
him. He should have done.
Yeah, he should have done.
That would have been fucking great.
Today, we're going to do sort of a room 101 kind of thing where we put things in room 101 you hate about football. What would you ban about football? What would you get rid of football? What would you sack if you could sack things from football?
Presumably yours is Newcastle United, Pete.
Well, yeah, the whole club.
I think I would very much sack digitally enhanced turnstiles. I don't like the little barcode that goes beep because it adds an unnecessary bit of stress. What if the little barcode gets smudged? I'm worried that I'm not going to be allowed in. What's wrong with you showing your ticket to the man? Oh, lady.
Is that what happened then... with those England fans?
I was about to say, this is,
it's a good point, actually. Well, no, I think the issue was there, wasn't it? All Bluetooth on an app and all that bollocks. So you just sort of walk past someone and it would beep in your pocket.
There
was, got past
there was numerous security
failures. And that's what'll give us the bid.
Do you know what?
That's what'll give us that. That's what'll get us that World Cup
back
money, baby.
The bid. I don't mind the whole digital barcodes thing.
No.
I don't mind it at all.
Do you hate buying a ticket and you just get told that you have to download an app as well to access it and all that bollocks?
No.
QR codes? They've come back in a big way. Yeah. Thanks,
massive.
COVID.
I don't mind all of that. I'm surprised because you're the technology guy.
So the two most recent games I've been to, QPR at Loftus Road, Spurs are at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. They've both been, here's the ticket, press this button and it downloads it to your iPhone wallet.
Right, yes, okay.
And if you've got an Android phone, it downloads to whatever the equivalent is. And it's actually really easy. But the two if we're going to talk about turnstiles...
Oh, we are.
I didn't think turnstiles were going to come up today, but if we're on the subject, I've got a couple of points.
They are very slim.
Well, one is the digital thing is doing people out of work, because I can remember going to Fratton Park every other week and it would be the same older lady on the turnstile. Mm. It's quite nice to see her. She was having a lovely time.
Yeah.
Once she finished, you get to go and watch the game for free.
Yeah.
She got paid. It was quite cool to go in there and hand over your 10 or whatever it was. Sometimes it'd be £1.
Oh.
So that's point number one.
Now you've got a digital older lady.
Yeah. Yeah. She's not as friendly.
No.
And
would
secondly,
you like a cup of tea?
Secondly, you go to Craven Cottage.
Oh, yeah.
The turnstiles are very thin.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know, I'm fatter than you, so
proper
it's harder for
school.
Me. What? And I get that because it's old fashioned.
Mm. Right.
Go to Wembley now. Go to the new Spurs Stadium. They're still really
still
thin.
Really they are.
What's the point of that?
It is odd.
Efficiency.
People are getting fatter. We all know that.
It is odd, isn't it? Well, they're not moving with the times.
It's the accessible entrance.
Well, there's other people who need to use that entrance.
Yeah, we'll just say, look, I'm too big for the bloody turnstile. Let me in here, please.
That would be a bit of a piss take if you just had a large people.
Large boys.
Up for
the
that.
Big boys. The big boy entrance.
If they called it the big boy entrance, I'd go.
Yeah. Yeah. I am a big boy. Thank you.
So hang on. So do you want to...
Husky.
You want to get rid of turnstiles?
No, Pete does.
You want to get rid of the digital thing?
No, I don't like the digital barcode reader. I would very much like it to be replaced with a poem. You got to recite a poem to get in.
Okay. Oh, that would.
You get sent a kind of random poem.
Does everyone get a different one?
Different poem. Everyone's got a unique poem.
Imagine the pile up outside.
It's like the what three words thing.
Yeah, but a whole
password.
Poem.
Yeah.
Oh, a password system at football.
That'd be lovely.
Yeah, I mean, that was pretty much what it was like at the Euro 2020 final.
How do you feel about turnstiles generally?
Mm. I'm okay with them, yeah.
I like the noise it makes. Clank, 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 clank,
that's
clank,
a very satisfying noise.
I think there's something about going through a turnstile where you kind of think, oh, I'm going through a gateway to some sort of magical realm. Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, oh, I am now in the stadium, because it is a big old thing. As you say, it's clunky. If it was just a, I don't know. Like, you don't walk through an entrance like that, really, in any other sphere of life that I can think
it's
of.
And it's a very unique noise. Yeah. And it's the only the only other time you hear the clank, clank, clank is on a roller coaster when you're going up. Clank, 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 clank. Similar noise.
But similar excitement.
Similar excitement.
Oh, this is going to be a barrel of emotions.
I've got an opinion on roller coasters. Right?
Yeah.
That people who really like them,
like
really into them, I think might be
lacking
a bit stupid.
Right.
Okay. Like roller coaster enthusiasts.
Yeah, it feels like a very surface level, shallow thing to be into.
What if you saw someone reading
Game
of Thrones on the
what happens to me
sometimes. As you say something, you go, I don't think I believe that.
Like, you know, sometimes things happen to me where I say things that I think are personally perfectly reasonable and everyone cracks up. And I'm thinking, the upshot of this, people will think I'm funny. Internally, I know I wasn't trying to be funny.
But you could say that anything, like, you could say that about, like, chocolate or having a wank. Like, you could, like, it lasts for seconds.
Not on a roller coaster.
Look, I want to enhance the excitement, but you could kind of like sort of say like it's very surface level. You're ashamed when you've done it, or dizzy. That can apply to either.
I was about to say that I've never met. I'm unaware of roller coaster enthusiasts.
No, people are into them.
I can imagine it is.
It's the sort of people who are obsessed with like Disney, I would say, or McDonald's or something like that.
They'll
kind
travel
of,
just
that
to
kind
go
of,
on different roller coasters.
Right.
Like Adam Jarrell, who
or Nintendo
co-creator of The Offensive, he loves roller coasters.
I love roller coasters.
I think it's funny,
but I think that's okay to love them. Mm. But it depends. How, if you're like, oh yeah, I like a good roller coaster, or no, I've travelled to.
No, well, this is the thing. Sometimes it's happened before where I've called him. And what are you up to?
He's on one.
Hello?
He's worse than that. He's like, I'm just watching the YouTube videos of your roller coasters.
Okay.
See, you both know now. The penny dropped.
But that's a bit ASMR though, isn't it? You're like kind of like watching it. Whoa, shit. What, on a big roller coaster.
When you phone Pete, what's he watching?
I never ask.
Is he
eating chocolate or is he doing the other thing?
don't ask, don't tell. But that's the thing. Adam Jarrell from The Offensive, I think of him as really talented and really clever.
Yeah.
And so he kind of undermines my argument because he loves them.
When was the last time you were both on a roller coaster?
Oh, mate, I don't really ever go on them.
Right.
The last one would have been.
Do you often pass up the opportunity when you say that?
That's the thing. So if we go. So my wife
do a Harry Redknapp. Wheelie dealer. No way. I'm leaving.
Yeah. Like whether people accuse me of being a roller coaster. Yeah.
I cannot remember the last time I've been on a roller coaster. It's been
so
many years.
3 weeks ago.
Yeah. I got thrown off of one because I had such an erection. No, I can't remember. 3 weeks ago. Where is that? Where
I live in Southend, don't I? So.
Oh, is there one there?
Yeah. Is that why you moved there?
I'm a roller coaster enthusiast.
I think if I was having a walk along the beach and I randomly saw you on your own on a roller coaster, I think I'd consider a lot of my life choices.
That's how I film my OnlyFans. I get a picture taken at the top.
Yeah.
Tumescent, and then stick that picture, buy it as a keyring, take a picture of that and then upload it.
Do you know, a friend of mine recently went to America and he was doing filming sort of sporting stories in different grounds and going to various things. And there's a place in Altoona, I think I said this on the main show, where you can go on a roller coaster, but the baseball match is happening.
Yeah, yeah.
In view.
Oh wow!
Which is,
what if a ball hits you on the conch?
Unlucked.
So you can watch a baseball match for about 4 seconds.
Yeah, I think that's. I'd rather not. I'd rather not be able to see
baseball matches are quite boring.
Yeah, because it's baseball, you're almost certainly not to see anything happening.
Mm.
The last time I went to one was I went to Disney World with my wife.
Right.
Would have been getting on for a couple of years ago now. And to be fair, I had a good time. I had a good time.
Right.
So I went on Splash Mountain.
If you had a crap time at Disney World, that would be a bit miserable though.
Splash Mountain is a classic. Yeah, I completely agree. Yeah. It's almost, I think if you are so cynical as a human being
yeah.
that you go to Disney World and you decide you're not going to have a good time, I think you're probably an idiot.
I get the fact that you might not come away going, oh my goodness, that was, you know, like you were a 10-year-old kid or something.
I had breakfast with Daisy Duck.
Did you?
It doesn't happen every
Who
day.
Who the hell is Daisy Duck?
I think
is
it's Daffy, Donald Duck. Donald Duck's wife.
Who's right. Daisy Duck's Duck wife? In a Disney context?
Well, I
part of the Duck family.
Yeah, but they'll have more than one duck, won't they?
Yeah, I know. Hence, why did you ask?
Scrooge McDuck was putting it about like nobody's business.
He's not Disney, I don't think.
Is he not?
Nah.
Scrooge McDuck?
Nah.
Of course he is. Have you gone mad?
He's not.
He's Donald Duck's granddad.
Is he?
No,
Huey, Louie and Dewey are his grandkids.
No, you're right. He's right. He's in the Donald Duck clan.
Father.
Okay,
Donald
right.
Duck's dad.
He is.
Donald Duck's dad, Donaldson.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because Daffy Duck's Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, no,
he's
I think
the Batman to Superman.
Yeah, Scrooge Duck is Walt Disney. Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We're nearly at the end of the Premier League season, so I'm pretty drained. So many tense matches, and some not so tense, as well as point deductions, a battle for the title, and teams on the brink of relegation. All that suspense has me needing a well-deserved break. With the year in full swing, it can be easy to get swept up in work, social engagements, even keeping up with all this football, and we can spread ourselves too thin. But with therapy, you can learn to prioritise your time and really recharge your batteries. It's helpful for learning how to set personal boundaries and empowering you to be the best version of yourself, because you should spend your time on your own terms. So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/ramble today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ramble.
So other than barcodes, what are we banning from football?
So
Disney? Are we banning Disney from football?
Digital barcodes?
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I was going to say throw-ins. So, and hear me out.
Right.
Hear me out. So,
okay.
Right.
Throw-ins. Right. I just think there's too much talk about throw-ins.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, most games at any level, whether you're down the park, playing on a Sunday, or you're in the Premier League, there will be an incident where someone will go, well, that was a foul throw.
Yeah, I know.
And I just think, fucking, we need to move past this.
I do agree. Right.
Yeah, but if you need some level of whether that's a throw or just a ball, isn't it? Like,
so here
you need a...
Here are your options then, if you're going down that road. You either edit the current law in which you can throw the ball any way you want, one-handed...
As long as your feet are in the comes up the line.
Well, whatever, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you edit the current law.
Yeah.
You then either all that, or you have kick-ins, or you don't have an out-of-bounds line at all, and you can dive into the crowd and you can be trying to challenge for the ball. Or you, like five-a-side, you maybe get like glass walls up so you can still
see. I think you know what I'm going to choose.
Yeah.
Combination of all three.
Yeah, I don't like kick-ins because it massively changes
kick-ins
the game.
You can't have kick-ins.
I think the first one is probably the best option.
What about high one-handed ball?
Yeah, shoo, fine.
Straight
I think as long as... your feet are in contact with the line, which is the current law as I understand it. Because people think you have to be behind the line. You don't. As long as part of your foot is in contact with the line, it's very much like the ball, hold the ball over the hole of the line argument with your feet, then it's fine. I think I would just extend that and say it doesn't matter if the ball's behind your head or whatever the crap that is.
Yeah,
it's really antiquated.
I do agree with you totally. Well, like when you say that, I was just thinking, yes, We need to sort that out.
Yeah.
Do you not think corners should go? Because no one ever scores on them and everyone gets really excited about them.
No, corners have got to stay.
Take the joy out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but like nobody, but everyone gets excited. Oh,
what would you have
corner.
Instead?
No, but I understand. No, I understand that I agree with you when the team gets a corner, it's like, come on, and the crowd get behind them. And then invariably it doesn't end up as a goal. But goals do get scored from corners.
Not as much as you think, though.
No, but even if it's the second or third phase of play or something,
yeah,
it's a very, very small amount directly from corners.
Mm. What would you have instead of corners?
That's what I said. Throw-ins. Yeah, but I think you should have throw-ins from behind the goal line as well.
Fucking hell.
That'd be good,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
Can I
take you back to my glass idea?
Yeah,
where there's no ball can't go out of play.
Can I also suggest a related semi-serious extra idea, which I genuinely think, and I said this about 10 years ago on the show, and it didn't really fly. No one hated it as an idea.
10 years ago,
but no one liked it. Yeah, I did.
All right.
I said, what about if you have a shot and you hit the post and it goes out, corner instead of a goal kick. Maybe you treat the goal as being belonging to the defending team.
Ooh.
And if you hit the bar or the post and it goes out, you get a corner, because then you're getting some kind of small reward for almost scoring.
I'm into that. But then it's relentless, isn't it?
That's like, what I'm saying. So the reason it'll be great is because...
Side netting.
If you're having an amazing period of play and you're really piling the pressure on and it culminates in a shot that hits the post and goes out, you still get a chance to then keep the pressure on.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Why do you hate it?
I don't...
You're indifferent about it and that annoys me. I want you to hate it or love it, because if it's not either, it's a shit idea.
And you can really easily detect it as well.
All right, yeah. Officially, I'm not sure.
It's annoying. What do you think about it, Pete?
I like it.
What about the side? Pete likes it.
Yeah. I'm not sure. He likes it. Yeah. You're into it. History will judge you.
Why is there a reason why that's never been talked about before?
Maybe it has.
No, I mean at the proper like official levels
maybe,
of change.
Maybe it has.
Yeah.
We just don't know about it.
Yeah.
What about if it hits the side netting?
No, I'm not bothered about that.
Maybe they thought, oh, we could do that, and then they thought, oh, it's just another thing that people going mad about. No, it did clip the post and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah, but that happens all the time.
It does happen all the time.
It happens in the time with like a throw-in or whatever.
You know, in like a down-at-heel kebab shop, they'll sometimes have those punching machines.
Yeah.
I think the top of the bar should have those punching machines. If you hit one of them,
By the way, a kebab shop with a punching machine, I've only seen that in Newcastle.
No, I see it quite a lot. Around
is it Jim and South I were talking about this recently. Is it a good idea or a bad idea?
Because, terrible idea.
No, but does it get people up for it, or does people say
up for what?
Up for a
kebab. Punching people.
Yeah,
up for a kebab.
Kebab shops, you know, they've seen their fair share of fisticuffs.
Listen, you will not find a bigger fan of a kebab shop punch up than me. Right?
Punch up
from a distance. Yeah. I love watching
because the floor's always greasy.
Yeah, and the men
slipping
men behind the counter have got weapons.
Yeah,
so they can instantly stop it whenever they want.
It's awful if you actually see that sort of thing, but. If it's a case of actually no, you can get rid of your testosterone on that machine and then right, fine, what are you having to eat? Got that out of your system. Do you
meat
want chilies?
Yeah. The need for meat makes you angry.
Don't
so
give
like,
him chilies, he gets all hot under the collar again.
Pete knows the greatest moment of my life in the kebab shop, don't you, Pete?
What happened there?
Remember I told you, we're the kebab shop owner right, in front of a whole packed kebab shop. He was going, yes please, you, next please, yes please, yes please.
Luke from the Ramble.
No, he said to me, yes please, you, big boss.
Whenever
you're belly busters.
I think it could... No, it was at the Ocean Breeze in Gosport.
Big boss.
It could have been Belly Busters.
When we were at university, Belly Busters was our kebab.
We all got free T-shirts because we used to go in there so often.
I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
I never got one because I'm the small boss.
Well, you weren't as much of a bloody boozer as us.
Oh.
But being called Big Boss in the kebab shop was brilliant.
Yeah.
What about then, speaking of fighting in kebab shops, what about some... Mark is going to hate this. Not as much as... Yeah. Maybe you won't, but I think you will. What about an ice hockey style approach to fighting?
Why would I hate that?
Because you just said you don't like fighting. It's awful to see, you said.
No, but it genuinely is.
Well, what about on the football pitch? Between strong athletes?
No, that's a lovely old job.
In a regulated manner.
Exactly. Yeah. You need a bit of regulation.
Donny, would you be up for a bit of that?
Up for a bit of...
Do you know how in hockey, basically, in
the US...
You have
to remove the other guy's shirt.
No, they throw their gloves down, they have a good old punch up, and the referee lets it happen until someone either hits the ice or someone's getting a really unfair advantage and they
step in. It's inexplicable.
But they let them do it.
When we went to see it in New York, it's like, what the fuck is going on here? How is that allowed?
But it all just doesn't it end up Part with them both trying to remove each other's shirts the whole time? Isn't it quite weird?
I think
the way
you might be watching something else.
Maybe. No, they do that, don't they?
That's sort of icky, mate.
Yeah.
But that happens in fights anyway, right?
He said, well, no, not like unbuttoning the front, as in like grab them from behind.
They don't have shirts like an unbutton.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like,
watching a different film.
No, it was called Ice Hockey at Night. And Ice Hockey Night.
Ice Cocky. I can't happening that you go for ice nice cocky.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I've messed up.
So I'm trying to bring things in. You're saying what stuff would you like to ban from football?
Yeah.
I'm saying I'd like to ban not fighting.
Okay. Peter, anything else you'd like to ban?
I got distracted because Nipfest 2021 is trending in the United Kingdom. Thought it was sexy. It's about cats, isn't it?
Oh, okay. It was National Dog Day yesterday.
Yes. So yeah. Cat Day, clearly the cats just getting involved in the whole party the day after.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Nipple
you
Fest.
Go. Mm. Yeah.
That's what you thought that was.
I did, yeah. Fun.
Imagine what Nipple Fest would be.
Just everyone.
Anyone
big,
can go.
Big nipples, small nipples. How big is your areola?
Ooh, big massive. As your head.
Some as big as your head. More nipples than you can shake a stick at.
What if you've got three nipples? Then you walk around like the king.
You get a VIP.
King. Big boss of Nip Fest.
You get an NIP pass.
Don't cover up one of your nips with it, though.
No,
absolutely
the
not.
Lanyard. The lanyard would have to be
do a big reveal.
Solid.
Your third one.
The lanyard would have to be like solid, so it didn't conceal any of the nips by accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there we are. We're going to ban Barcos, throw-ins, and
not fighting.
And not fighting. Yeah.
What did you bring forth?
Foreign footballers. thank you very much for listening to
foreign.
Apart from the Scandinavian ones, yeah.
Carlos Kickerballs.
Yeah.
Oh dear. Thank you very much for listening to Ravel on the Patreon.
Let me add a little bit of spice.
Oh, he's got the pad. What has he got on there?
I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
I do like that one.
The Football Ramble is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, and join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.